Hey, welcome to the Chapter 3 Geometry Review Podcast from Mr. McNutt's Geometry class. As you know, this is like audio flashcards. Basically, it's as if you were in class. I'll ask you a question like, what is a transversal? And you'll answer it, and then I'll give you the correct answer. So we'll go through some different types of lines first. First is, what are parallel lines? Parallel lines are two coplanar lines that do not intersect. Don't forget the coplanar part. Next question, what are intersecting lines? Intersecting lines are two lines that are coplanar and meet in exactly one point. Next, what are coincident lines? Coincident lines are two lines that are the same exact line. So if you drew one line, and then right over top of it, you drew another line. Those are two different lines, but they're the same exact line. So those lines are coincident. Next, what are oblique lines? Oblique lines are two coplanar lines that intersect in an angle other than a right angle. If two lines intersect to form a right angle, those lines are called perpendicular. If they meet to form any other angle, they're called oblique. Next, what are skew lines? Skew lines are two non-coplanar lines that do not intersect. So the difference between parallel lines and skew lines, they both don't intersect, but parallel lines are coplanar and skew lines are not coplanar. The next two terms deal with conditional statements. The first one is, what is a negation? A negation is when you take part of a conditional statement and you make it the opposite. So instead of saying, if two lines intersect, the negation would be, if two lines do not intersect. The next term is, what is the contrapositive? The contrapositive is when you take a conditional statement and you switch the order and you negate both parts. For example, if you took the conditional statement, if two lines intersect, then they are oblique. The contrapositive would be, if two lines are not oblique, then they do not intersect. And remember that the original conditional statement and the contrapositive are always logically equivalent, which means if the original conditional statement is true, then the contrapositive must be true also, and if the original is false, the contrapositive is false also. The next terms deal with all the parallel line postulates. You know, all the ones that start with, if two parallel lines are cut by a transversal. So the first term is, what is a transversal? A transversal technically is a line that intersects two other lines, but specific to this chapter, a transversal is usually thought of as a line that intersects two parallel lines. And the next terms deal with what happens when two parallel lines are cut by a transversal. There's eight different angles that are formed, and some of those angle pairs get special names. So let's go through what each of the different angle pairs are and what their relationships are. The first pair, what are alternate exterior angles and what is their relationship? Alternate exterior angles are two angles that are on opposite sides of the transversal and are outside of the two parallel lines. And alternate exterior angles are always congruent. Next, what are alternate interior angles? Alternate interior angles are also two angles that are on opposite sides of the transversal, but they are both on the inside of parallel lines. And alternate interior angles must also be congruent. And remember, these statements like alternate interior angles are congruent, they are only true when the lines are parallel. The next is consecutive interior angles. Consecutive interior angles are both on the same side of the transversal, and they are both on the inside of the parallel lines. And their relationship is that consecutive interior angles are always supplementary when the lines are parallel. And finally, what are corresponding angles? Corresponding angles are two angles that are on the same side of the transversal, but one of them is outside the parallel lines and one is inside. You should think of them as being in the same position relative to the intersection. So if you see two parallel lines being cut by a transversal, the top right angle with the top intersection and the top right angle with the bottom intersection are corresponding angles. It's a little bit of a tough one to describe. And finally, what's the relationship between corresponding angles? And corresponding angles are always congruent when the two lines being intersected are parallel. And that ends the podcast for Chapter 3. Listen to it a few times, and hopefully it'll help you remember some of these terms. So long.